Moses runs for his life. As a prince in Egypt, Moses was taught by the best teachers in the land. He was a fine-looking boy and strong. He had everything he needed: money, a palace, many servants, fine clothes, chariots, and horses. Still, he knew that he was a Hebrew by birth. Year after year, he watched the Hebrews work as slaves. The Egyptians would shout orders, beat, and punish the slaves to make them work faster. Moses felt he belonged with the slaves. One day, Moses was out looking over the work of the slaves. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave. Moses lost his temper. He looked both ways and saw no one in sight. So he struck the Egyptian and killed him. Moses buried the man's body in the sand. The next day, Moses went out again. This time, he saw two Hebrews having a fight. Moses was disappointed to see these two fighting. To the one who was doing wrong, Moses asked, "Why do you fight another Hebrew?" Moses hoped to make friends with the Hebrews and help them. The one who was at fault said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you think you can kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Suddenly, Moses was afraid. He hadn't realized until now that anyone saw him kill the Egyptian. If this person knew it, how many others knew about it? What would happen if Pharaoh heard that Moses had killed an Egyptian? Well, Pharaoh did hear the news, and Pharaoh was furious. In fact, he was so angry that he started looking for Moses. He was ready to kill Moses. This act would be punished by death. Moses had to act quickly. We do not know how he escaped, but God helped him somehow. Moses traveled as fast as he could to the land of Midian. Here he could hide and be safe. In Midian, he sat down by a well to rest. Seven young girls came to the well to water their father's sheep. These girls were sisters and the daughters of Jethro, a priest. They drew water from the well and filled the watering trough so their sheep could drink. At that time, some rough shepherds came to the well and drove away the girls' sheep. The men wanted the water for their own sheep. Moses didn't like what he saw. He stood up and helped the girls until their sheep were watered. Soon the girls were home. Their father, Jethro, asked, "How did you get back so quickly today?" "An Egyptian helped us. He watered our sheep," answered the girls. "Where is he? Why did you leave him at the well? Call him that he may eat with us." Moses came to eat. Perhaps Jethro needed a man also to help with the work. Moses liked the family so well, he stayed. He worked as a shepherd. How different was his new life to that of being a prince of Egypt.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosper.